start the podcast. So for those that's listening on the podcast, I am doing a recording on the video so I can post it up on my Facebook. So welcome to Broken and Found Podcast, a place to share biblical truth and lifestyle. So welcome. My name is Sarah. I am your host today, and thank you for tuning in. So if you are listening on the podcast or hear me also maybe talking about video, that's because I'm like recording as well. So this video that I am recording on my phone will be available on my Facebook, maybe Instagram. I'm going to try my best to not allow this video to continue to be too long because I'm not for sure how much storage I have on my phone. So I'm going to be sharing part two of my testimony about my car accident. Part one, I share, if you go back, I was talking about how I was having a hard time with transportation and just really trusting in God and believing that God's going to bless me with a vehicle. So if you want to get more depth into that and listen to that podcast, feel free to head over. So this is part two, a testimony about me being in a car accident. I think I share a little bit about the car accident part as well too, but I'm not for sure because I haven't went back to listen to that video. So at the time when I got in the car accident, I wasn't for sure if I was going to have another car or not. I was pretty much kind of feel a little bit, I don't want to say disappointed, but I also did feel that, okay, now what? Like that type of way. But also in the midst of when I was feeling that way, I was also praying, believing, Lord, you did it again. You blessed me with another car. The first time, I'm believing that this car that is coming my way is going to be 10 times better than the car that I had before. And I kid you not, like, even before I was praying, even before the car accident, I could say like last year before that, I put a vision board together on the things that I want to accomplish and the thing that I wanted. And not just a want, but also the thing that I needed as well. I could say like most of the thing that was on that vision board was the thing that I also wanted and also needed. And that number one thing was a vehicle. It was a four-door SUV, and was all black. I wasn't thinking about what type of brand it was going to be or anything. I just know, it, like, when I put that vision board together, I wanted to have a black SUV, four-door, and I wanted everything in that car up to date with electronics and stuff like that. So after I did that, just to move a little bit further along, when I got in that car accident, I was going through the stage of being in a car accident. If you've ever been in a car accident, you understand. If not, I was pretty much going through different stage. One of them was fear. Like I noticed, like every time when I did got a vehicle, I noticed every time I would drive, like I felt the spirit of fear. And I had to like continue to pray and go through that process as well. And like it was just like a process going through that. And also, I feel like I was in court for 3 months going through paperwork and going back and forth and waiting on my old title, waiting on funding to be released so I can be able to have another vehicle, and also believing and praying that I will be able to not just get help from my insurance, but also being able to receive help from other people as well. But just really the number one thing, I was depending on God and having faith in Him and believing that the God that I serve is going to come through. So I was just going through that stage. I was going through that stage of 3 months of fear, not knowing what was going to happen, not knowing if I'm going to have a car, not knowing if I'm going to be able to get back to work. So it was like so many questions were going through my head. But as those questions was coming across my head, I was also praying, believing, and casting down and rebuking things on what God say and what His truth say, not believing in the lies and not believing the thing that's came my way. Like, even though I went through the natural part of the accident, but also the enemy would try to creep in and plant seeds in me that was not true at all. So when that happened, in the accident, when it happened, I was told that I would end up getting a ticket, even though they wasn't for sure it was my fault, or they wasn't for sure if it was the other person's fault. And then they were saying, well, we're just going to get a ticket because you're going to have insurance with you. It was just pretty much, that was kind of like up in the air about everything, because they didn't know it was my fault or they didn't know it was his fault. And that was pretty much had both of us in the middle about the whole situation. So after I went through that, I ended up getting attacked spiritually. Like, I was pretty much getting attacked like the next day. Because, like, even before I got in the accident, I was moving into a new place as well. And before the accident, I was going through other things about my place and trying to move and trying to be in a better location. And then once that was approved and I was heading over to get things situated, it seemed like I was going through a storm. I feel like I was in a storm spiritually. So after that was over, then the accident, after the accident was over, I was like, I won't say wrestling. I was going through a lot of spiritual warfare for those 3 months and getting attacked spiritually as well. But I continue to pray and believe that not God is gonna just make a way for me to have another vehicle, but also standing on God's truth, His word, and His promises as well. Because I know many a time as a woman of God, we tend to believe in lies. We tend to lean more into what the, we tend to lean more into what the enemy say. I'm going to say demons. That's what they are, demons, the flesh, the world. We tend to lean more in what we see, what we hear, what we feel, instead of what God say. So instead of me leaning in to what I was hearing, what I was feeling, what I was seeing, allow myself to step back and to lean into what God was saying, and to lean into His truth, and to lean in His promises. But we tend to pull God away and remove Him out of any situation. That's when we allow things to come in that shouldn't be coming in. And that's when you begin to open up doors when you know that door shouldn't be open. And then you realize, okay, how did that happen? If you really think outside of the box and do a little bit of critical thinking, that's the reason why that happened. That's the reason why that door opened. So always, anytime that you are in spiritual warfare or you feel like you get attacked after attack, or when you are trying to move forward in life, when you know you deserve to live better, deserve to have better, and things keep trying to push you back to not to live better and to have better, instead of you leaning in to what you see, lean in to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Because, like, if we say that we have faith in God, but we don't have faith in Him in our mind and how we live, that's not faith at all. We have to live it, breathe it, walk it, talk it, eat it as well. The word, I'm not talking about physical food, but also the word. So we have to not just live a lifestyle as a Christian in public and church and your workplace, but also live it behind closed door, also live it in your mind as well, and how you do things. So like I would say, I didn't give up. I continue to lean into what God already told me, on what He already spoke to me from the beginning. Once I went through that, that's when it was me and a few other of my friends from my church. They end up finding a vehicle for me, and like before they even found a vehicle, we all three of us was like praying. I'm like so grateful that I really have people in my circle that actually pray for me. That's also on fire for God as well. So if you're a woman of God and you're not around a woman of God that's on fire for you, I'm not on fire for you, but on fire for God, urge you to do that. Like, don't live this life alone, because God did not create you to live this life alone. He created you to be around people that also on fire as well, and that can pray for you as well. But don't depend on people to pray on you. I'm not saying isolate yourself, but when you know you need prayer, and when you really know you need someone to stand in the gap for you, and you already have those people in your circle, that is the time. But also spend time with God and spend time in His Word and build that relationship. Because when you are in your closet place and your one-on-one time with God, that is the best place that's going to help you spiritually, mentally, emotional, and going to help you build your relationship with Him. So I'm very grateful that God had blessed people in my life that not only just pray for me, but also I trust them. I'm just going to them and talk to them about anything as well. So let me see where I'm at. So after they found a vehicle for me, like, they know that was a vehicle. It's just like when you see something, you just know for sure this is the one. And when he sent me before he even sent me the picture, I was like, oh, I already know that's it. And once he sent me the picture, I haven't even seen the vehicle like face to face. It was just sending me a picture. And I'm like, yep, that's the one. Like, that's the one. Like, and so we got everything together, got everything situated. And that was pretty much a closed deal. But once that happened, I know, like, when I first had my vehicle, I took out a loan and my interest rate was skyrocket. When your interest rate is high, your payment is going to be like high. So once I got the funding that I needed from my insurance, I paid off my old loan in order for me to move forward to get a new loan. Even though the car was like paid off in full, like, I still needed to open up another loan to help me to build my credit, because that's like another thing that was on my heart, and I got help with that. So that's definitely like a blessing as well. So not only God blessed me with a car that's 10 times better than my first one, even like I'm like a little bit all over the place, but even before I had prayed for a vehicle, I had a rental. Like, when I was in my car, so waiting and searching and praying to have another car, like, everything, the rental car that I had, like, everything that I was praying about that had in that rental, like, I was, like, everything that was in the rental that I had for a few weeks, I prayed that I would have that in my new car. But God blessed me to have more than what I asked for. So that's also like a testimony itself, like, and just really so honor that, like, God do answer prayer. Like, you just have to have faith in Him and to not to give up. So back to my insurance rate. So my insurance rate for my first vehicle was skyrocket. It was 17%. And I think I was paying like almost 200. It wasn't exactly 200, but it was like maybe like 130-ish, somewhere in there. I don't know. So I ended up opening up another loan, but this loan was like totally different. Like I said, I was only opening up a loan just for me to build my credit because my credit is not bad. It was pretty much terrible. But now, since I opened that loan for the second one, I've been noticing that my credit is getting better. So when I opened up the second loan, like this loan was totally different. I'm not for sure like what kind of loan it was, but that loan that I opened dropped my interest rate down. And since my interest rate went down, I have no idea what kind of loan it was. I know what it was, but I cannot remember what it was. So when that happened, my car loan was now only 108. So it went to, I think, 130-ish, somewhere in there, down to 108. And I also have insurance on that loan as well. So anything, like say if I get sick, well, I'm not going to get sick. Say I have to like be in the hospital for a couple of weeks or whatever the case may be, and I get behind my car loan, like my bank will pay for it for that, I think for that week or month or whatever. So that's another blessing on top of another blessing as well. So yeah, so I just want to share that with you guys and to let you guys know like God is faithful. Even like my favorite Bible verse is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Like throughout this whole time I went through this accident, going through a lot of phone calls, like it literally feel like I was in court for 3.5 months. That was my favorite verse. It felt like I was quoting that verse at least about 4 or 5 times a day when I was at home and also when I was at work as well. So the reason why I'm sharing this is not just because, I'm not sharing it just because being boast or anything, but I'm not sharing it at all just to do that or say, hey, look at me, like I got this and this. No, that's not the purpose of this video and just not the purpose of the podcast. The purpose is to show you guys how faithful God is. God is not a God that lie. He keep his promises. Like he don't tell you one thing and change his mind. He is a man of his word. And also to let you know, like, if you're going through something similar like me, are you waiting on something? Like, don't give up. Like, keep pressing forward. Keep putting God first. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep holding on. Don't allow the lies creep in. Don't allow the enemy tell you something else when you know God didn't say that at all. So I'm going to pray and get off of this video and this podcast. So Lord Jesus, I just pray and thank you so much for what you're doing and what you're getting ready to do. I just pray your love and your gentleness and your patience on each and every person that's listening under the sound of my voice. I just pray that you begin to soften their heart, that you begin to lead them and guide them, oh God. And anything that they allow to come in to their heart or them planting seeds in their heart that you know that did not came from you, I pray, oh God, that you will help them to recognize the lies. I pray, oh God, that you will help them to recognize the thing that you did not spoke over them. So anything they had opened up a door to that That's not of you. I pray that we'll close it. I pray that we'll continue to chase after you, to love you, and to know that you are helping them throughout this whole situation. Whatever they are going through right now, I just pray that we'll just lean into you and not to lean into fear, not to lean into doubt, not to lean in pornography or whatever the case may be, oh Lord. I just pray that you will help them, that you will help them to lean into you, not in what they see or hear or think or fear. In Jesus' name, amen.